he asked to gain time, until he could think of a really hard one. This he thought a dreadfully easy chestnut, though he had not asked it in the usual words. But it proved a nasty poser for Gollum. He hissed to himself, and still he didn't answer. He whispered and spluttered. After some while, Bilbo became impatient. "Well, what is it?" "The answer's not a kettle boiling over, as you seem to think from the noise you're making."
"Give us a chance. Let it give us a chance, my precious."
"Well," said Bilbo, after giving him a long chance, "what about your guess?" But suddenly Gollum remembered thieving from nests long ago, and sitting under the river bank, teaching his grandmother to suck.
"Exes," he hissed. "Exes it is."
Then he asked,
"Alive without breath, as cold as death, never thirsty, ever drinking, all in mail, never clinking."
He also, in his turn, thought this was a dreadfully easy one, because he was always thinking of the answer. But he could not remember anything better at the moment, he was so flustered by the egg question. All the same, it was a poser for poor Bilbo, who never had anything to do with the water if he could help it. "I imagine you know the answer, of course, or can guess it as easy as winking, since you are sitting comfortably at home and have not the danger of being eaten to disturb your thinking." Bilbo sat and cleared his throat once or twice, but no answer came. After a while, Gollum began to hiss with pleasure to himself.
"Is it nice, my precious? Is it juicy? Is it scrumptiously crunchable?"
He began to peer at Bilbo out of the darkness.
"Half a moment," said the hobbit, shivering. "I gave you a good long chance just now."
"It must make haste, haste," said Gollum,
beginning to climb out of his boat onto the shore to get at Bilbo.